Hello and welcome to the Daily Insight. My name is Mark Lesser, and in today's meditation, we'll be focusing on the practice of stepping into your life, cultivating living with more wholeheartedness and greater sincerity. Let's begin by stopping, noticing, bringing awareness to the body. Being conscious and making conscious choices about how to place your hands, your feet, opening the chest and shoulders, putting some energy into your spine, lengthening the spine, relaxing the jaw. I generally suggest keeping eyes open, half open, not focusing on anything, or you can close your eyes if that's more comfortable. Just noticing if there's any places where you are holding or feeling some tightness, bringing your attention there and relaxing those places. And so we're going for relaxed and alert. What a great way to not only meditate, but a great way to be in all parts of our lives. So we're cultivating and practicing, what does it feel like to be relaxed and alert? And gently bringing attention to the breath. Without trying to change anything, noticing that breathing is happening without you having to do anything. And can you bring a sense of childlike curiosity to the breath, as though you're noticing breathing for the first time? In fact, this breath has never happened before and will never happen again. This is seeing reality, stepping into your life in a way that is more accurate, more real. We don't have to bring the world alive. The world is alive. So bringing attention to the breath, and you might explore and experiment with counting exhales from 1 to 10. And if you're distracted by anything, by thinking mind, by any of your sensations or thoughts, gently bringing attention back to 1, bringing attention back to the breath, counting the breath, following the breath, noticing how alive the breath is right now. And checking in with thinking mind, whatever's happening, whether your mind is calm or not so calm, just noticing what's happening. We're not trying to stop our thinking, but we're bringing awareness to our full experience. Body, breath, thoughts. And perhaps dropping in what's happening in your heart right now. Your deepest feelings, aspirations, however you defined heart, heartfulness. What's there? What's in your heart right now? And cultivating a sense of curiosity and kindness with each breath, with each inhale and exhale. Now, this is the practice of stepping into your life. in meditation and in all parts of our lives. Noticing, bringing awareness to the body, breath, feelings, thoughts. And then having the courage to let go of anything lacking, letting go of ideas of right and wrong. This stepping into your life is a practice and process of searching and also of finding. We begin by noticing, searching for whatever we might be needing, whether it's reducing stress, being more present, finding more well-being. And then once we are in the practice of meditation, letting it go, letting searching go, and practicing stepping into the unknown and finding ourselves, finding our own open, vulnerable, sincere heart, allowing for our full experience. And finding requires some vulnerability, some transparency. What is it like to find, to appreciate this moment, being alive right now, totally stepping in to your life? We humans need to search. This is what brings us to practice, to meditation, but not overlooking the importance of finding. Calming the mind, using the breath as a stable focal point, the breath and the body, coming back to the breath, coming back to the body. There's a profound, penetrating question that comes from the Zen world that can help you to step into your life, to support you. And this question is, what is the request that your life asks of you? What is being requested of this life? Sometimes this question is stated as, what is the impossible request that your life asks of you? Impossible in that it doesn't have to have an easy or ready or clear answer. It's staying with the question. It's a lot like the question of, what's in your heart? What does it mean? How does it feel to step into your life? There's another interesting, beautiful, enigmatic koan or puzzle that's meant to untangle the tangles of our life, to help us see with more clarity and focus. And this is a statement or a question about stepping from the top of a 100-foot pole. It sharpens the focus when we feel this sense of drama, this sense of being perched on the top of a 100-foot pole. It helps bring us alive. It makes things really matter, focuses the mind. It's a way of bringing some dramatic energy into this very simple practice. And the idea is to find a sense of safety and acceptance and realize that we are actually not on the top of a 100-foot pole. We are safe, grounded, here. And we can step into our lives fully supported. Letting go of fears, judgments, and being fully present, fully alive. Experiencing your full experience right here, right now. No other place than here, and no other time than right now. Stepping in to your life. Sometimes the great Zen teacher Dogen advises to take the backward step. This is another way of stepping into our lives by letting go of needing anything, wanting anything, moving from attainment to non-attainment. And keeping it simple, breathing in and breathing out, and paying particular attention to each exhale. And with each exhale, stepping into your life by letting go of there being anything missing, anything lacking. This is sometimes called awakening. Before awakening. Awakening right now, not waiting, nothing to wait for. Don't wait. Bring your full life, your full experience to this moment, this breath, this body. Practicing beginner's mind, not trying to be an expert, not trying to be the best meditator or the best at anything. As Shinryu Suzuki, the author of Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind, and founder of the San Francisco Zen Center, once said, "A father who thinks he's a good father is not a good father." This is, I think, meant to help us step into our own wholeheartedness and sincerity, stopping judgment, stopping comparison, letting go of good and bad, and making our best, most sincere effort. Letting go of right and wrong and good and bad. Being fully present. Stepping in to your life. Stepping in to your breath, your body, your thoughts, your heart. Just saying yes. Yes to whatever calls to you right now. There's a beautiful poem by William Stafford called The Way It Is. It's a poem about stepping into your life and how we're always stepping in. We have no other choice. There's a thread you follow. It goes among things that change, but it doesn't change. People wonder about what you are pursuing. You have to explain about the thread, but it's hard for others to see. While you hold it, you can't get lost. Tragedies happen, people get hurt or die, and you suffer and get old. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever let go of the thread. I think this is the thread of stepping into our lives, the thread of cultivating open-hearted sincerity. People wonder what you are pursuing. While you hold it, you can't get lost. It's hard for others to see. Nothing you do can stop time's unfolding. You don't ever lose this thread of your own sincerity and open-heartedness. Letting go of searching and practicing finding. And then, of course, coming back to breathing in and breathing out. Letting go of any ideas of the internal world or external world, thoughts of gaining something, getting something, or losing something. What is it like to be here? What is it like to be alive right now? Stepping into your life brings up practicing with what I've been calling the four superpowers. And let's just note them now in this practice. A selflessness, a letting go of any idea of self. It's a beautiful and practical mirage, but it doesn't really exist, this sense of self. A letting go of time and entering timelessness. No beginning and no end, just being present right now. And effortlessness is another beautiful practice. Beautiful paradox, the effort to let go of effort. See if you can try it on without trying. Just being held, just being supported and transformed. And richness is the fourth power, superpower of stepping into your life. Noticing how rich and alive everything is when we bring our heart to the world, when we open our heart, when we let go of trying and judgment. Just making a sincere, wholehearted effort, stepping into your life fully, again and again. Beautiful. And keeping it simple. Staying with the body, staying with the breath. Just noticing, what is it like to be alive right now? And with the next exhale, coming back to being here in the room.